This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Head of UN's nuclear watchdog says Iran pledged to restore cameras and other monitoring equipment at its nuclear sites. International Atomic Energy Agency Director General Rafael Mariano Grassi said Saturday that Iran has also agreed to boost inspections at a facility where particles of uranium enriched to near weapons grade were recently detected. The IAEA Director General says he met with Iran's president and foreign minister to discuss their nuclear program during his visit to their country.
My recent statements and my reports have been saying the fact that I believe that it's high time we come to some concrete results. So this was the spirit of the meetings we had. And I believe we have a clear understanding in that regard, so that we can start implementing a number of very concrete measures very soon.
He visited Tehran after his Vienna-based agency reported that the uranium particles were enriched up to 83.7%. Pressure has been mounting on Ukrainian troops and civilians who have been hunkering down in the eastern Ukrainian city of Bakhmut. AP correspondent Karen Shamus with more.
A Ukrainian armored personnel carrier rumbles towards the front line in the embattled city of Bakhmut. The location has been a key target of Moscow's grinding eastern offensive, with Russian troops, including large forces from the private Wagner Group, inching ever closer to Kyiv's key eastern stronghold. A Ukrainian commander known as Kurt loads and fires a missile from the APC he is driving in. Many analysts believe the need to help civilians flee is a sign that a Ukrainian withdrawal may occur soon. Local resident Natalia Ishkova and her husband collect wood from destroyed houses to use as fuel. Water, gas and electricity have been cut off. As she shivers in her frosty home, stroking her dog, she tells the AP, "I pray to God that all who remain here will survive." I'm Karen Chamas.
The Biden administration is now closed. This is VOA News. The nearly eight-year-old U.S. deployment to Syria to combat Islamic State is still worth the risk, according to a U.S. military officer on Saturday, after an announced visit to the base to meet U.S. troops in the country's northeast, VOA's Marissa Melton reporting.
Army General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, flew to Syria to assess efforts to prevent a resurgence of the militant group and review safeguards for American forces against attacks, including from drones. While Islamic State is a shadow of the group that ruled over a third of Syria and Iraq in 2014, hundreds of fighters are still camped in desolate areas where neither the United States-led coalition nor the Syrian army exert full control. Thousands of other Islamic State fighters are in detention facilities guarded by Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Australian police on Saturday released details of a joint operation with U.S. authorities to bust an international drug ring that seized 2.4 metric tons of cocaine and resulted in the arrest of 12 suspects. VOA's Phil Mercer tells us part of the operation consisted of U.S. authorities intercepting the cocaine off the coast of Ecuador and the real drugs replaced with fake substance before the arrests were initiated.
Western Australia's Police Commissioner Col Blanche told reporters Saturday it was a sophisticated operation.
We had to use extensive resources, extensive surveillance, detectives, intelligence officers, the tactical response group, Air Wing. WA is an attractive coastline because they think they won't be detected, but they do not understand the capability of WA police.
Western Australian police watched as a criminal syndicate with alleged links to a Mexican cartel used two boats to find and retrieve the consignment that had been replaced with the fake drugs.
That is VOA's Phil Mercer reporting. Thousands of people have marched through Tunisia's capital to decry an expanding crackdown on opposition voices and a proposed lifting of food subsidies. The march on Saturday was the latest challenge to Tunisian President Kais Saied since taking office in October of 2019. He's consolidated his power, dismantled the country's democratic gains, and unleashed repression against migrants from elsewhere in Africa. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.